It's the Last Call podcast with Chris Michaels. Let me tell you one of the reasons why you don't pay attention to AM radio anymore. You've got two mouth breathers that are trying to stretch out the hour because they've got nothing. They've got absolutely nothing to talk about because maybe it's a slow news night or a slow news day, but when you hear two hosts drone on and on and on about one topic that they really don't have anything else to talk about, that's because they don't know how to do show prep. Well, I don't know how to do show prep sometimes, but at least I can improv. Or they just don't know radio. I'm talking about Buck and Clay, the two largest duds and wet farts you could ever run across on AM radio. They spent at least an hour today on the radio talking about the debates between Donald Trump and Joseph Biden. The debates haven't even happened yet, but they're sitting there. We now have official dates, and we've got the criteria for the debates. No live audiences. RFK Jr. is banned. Trump's mic is muted when Biden speaks. It can only be hosted on NPR, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, or CBS, and it must be moderated by, we can only assume, a pro-Democrat supporter. So they spend an hour on this, and they're going over, well, what kind of host would we be the most fair? What kind of debate would actually be fair to both candidates? I mean, you should have somebody from NPR ask questions of Trump, and you should have somebody from Fox ask questions of Biden. That way you can have the whole a whole hour on this. You don't need a whole hour on that at all. At all. Now, the 2 days that they are talking about, it's going to be September 12th and also June 27th. So naturally, when I see those 2 dates, I say, okay, what else happened in the past about this? So June 27th was a day that Albert Einstein supposedly kind of kicked off what they call a world constitution. What is a world constitution? It is exactly what you think it is. It is a one world government style that they wanted to introduce across all of the world. Now, they had an executive branch, a judiciary branch, and a legislative branch, and also a protection of human rights branch. Now, this didn't go very far, but that's what happened. They set up this framework. A lot of people got pretty unnerved by the whole thing, as people naturally should be when you're talking about global governance and an imaginary body of unelected officials telling you how to live your life. It was called the Earth Constitution, and it was also known as the Constitution of for the Federation of Earth. Now, September 12th, the only thing that I really saw that was interesting in here was that in 1938, Hitler demanded autonomy and self-determination for the Sudetenland region in Czechoslovakia. But also later on in history, JFK delivers his "We Choose to Go to the Moon" speech. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if they start talking about Space Force that day, or maybe what they plan to do in space, or the dangers that they're facing in space, and on and on and on. So we're not entirely sure what could happen, but it's out there. It's out there, and they always try to do this. They always try to make it on some anniversary whenever they throw those dates out there. So we'll see what happens. It's food for thought, something to keep in the back of your mind. Before we move on, Patrick Webb posted some interesting facts over on X. Voting machine warehouse supervisor in Pennsylvania says that 3 days after the 2020 presidential election, he plugged in a V drive and guess what happened? Flipped over 50,000 votes over to Joseph Biden. Now, I thought the sanctity of the elections could never be questioned. Ever. Ever. You can't do that. How dare you do something along those lines? It's the sanctity of democracy. Then there was another witness says that Mr. Jim Savage was seen on November 5th with an unsealed plastic bag in his hand. And he went back to a room and came out with a handful of drives and requested a man to log into the computer system at the tabulation area where he plugged in the drive. There are also accounts from witnesses that have not been proven true or false. And we also find out that 220 of the 428 precincts failed to fill out their return sheets correctly, which means that the ballots are tainted and you don't know what happened to them. The Freedom of Information Acts requested basically were not fulfilled correctly. And then there are all kinds of nefarious comments about how to move this vote over into the Joseph Biden camp. And a lot of tongue-in-cheek comments that you can make some severe inferences from. I mean, it is not good. It doesn't look good. And in order for us to really believe in a fair election this upcoming September, you have to understand that the vote harder crowd is probably not right in this instance. When we see all of the Democrats, not the Democrats, but the Republicans come out and say, oh, we need to make sure that we overwhelm the algorithm. You can't overwhelm an algorithm. How can you? It's because it is a proportion of the vote. So if the algorithm says for every 100 Republicans that vote, 5% is going to be transferred over to Joseph Biden, it doesn't matter. It's always going to be more with the Democrats. So you really got to come to the realization here because it's just that simple. Go back to paper ballots. That's all you need, paper ballots. And then once you do that, you have to make sure that the vote is counted that day, not any other day. It's got to be counted that day. You don't need weeks. You don't need months. You can't vote 3, 4, 5 weeks in advance just because you feel like it. It's got to be done correctly. Now, the other interesting bit about this is that Trump said that he accepts the whole thing. And I accept the dates and on and on. And then he makes a little remark. I'll be providing my own transportation. Now, why would Trump throw something like that out there? I don't know. But I would suspect that Trump has some kind of idea that they intended to either sabotage his ride, if not do something awful. Hello, Dealey Plaza. And that is what is really, really disturbing about all of this. RFK Jr., being that he is ostracized from this event, quote unquote, he is very, very upset. He says it's collusion. 70% of Americans don't want either Trump or Biden. Well, he's right, but do you know where he got that statistic? He got it from the No Labels Party. The No Labels Party is the group that I've brought up many, many times. They claim to be middle of the road individuals that just want a better country. They want Democrats and Republicans to come together. Okay, well then why was one of the founding members of that No Labels group? Joseph Lieberman, big time Democrat from Connecticut, and one of the founders of the group was a former speechwriter for Joseph Biden. Do you really think a speechwriter for Joseph Biden is going to be middle of the road and wants Democrats and Republicans to do the right thing? Of course not. Of course not. So once again, I said that RFK Jr. was going to make a run with the No Labels Party. And I still think that is in the works. I still think he's going to try and court them. We'll see what happens after the Libertarian political presidential nomination event later in the month, because RFK is supposed to be there, Vivek is supposed to be there, Trump is going to be there. So why are the Libertarians allowing something like that? I mean, is this because they need the visibility? Is it because they want some kind of extra cash coming in? I mean, you throw a dart at a board, you'll find out what they really, truly want with all this. And I do not believe they are abiding by their values, because why would the Libertarians want somebody like RFK to speak there? RFK, all about lockdowns. RFK, all about supporting the war in the Ukraine through his family members. You know, he's got a drug problem. he's the list goes on and on. Why would a libertarian want somebody like him there? And that is something to consider. It is not something that you would ever look for in real life. And then there is finally, I'm almost struggling to get through this because it's a fairly lengthy article. I'm not sure if I'm going to bring it up. We may do some improv right now. It's from Bishop Vigiano. Globalists' extermination plan serves Satan's goal to kill both body and soul. And he's right. He's right. I heard he's a very haughty individual. But the article is very well put together, but it is lengthy. It is super lengthy. Oh, you know what? This is what we'll do instead. We will say this. Joseph Biden is referring to illegal aliens as voters. And the future of America is Spanish-speaking. Who's putting that bee in his bonnet? Who's giving him that kind of information? Wouldn't you like to know? Maybe we should look at his cabinet and why they are pushing this out there. This is what we've said time and time again, that Joseph Biden knows full well that they are going to cheat. And how are they going to cheat? Every time these people register to work, register for a social security number, well, not the social security number, but register to work, then they are given a pamphlet to vote with or register to vote. So if they register to vote, that implies that they are going to be able to vote. Now, why would non-citizens be able to vote in a presidential election? They're not supposed to vote. This is another way that they're going to cheat, and it's another way that they're going to steal the election. What's the other way? I suspect that there's going to be some kind of bird flu nonsense, because when you see somebody like Democrat Mitt Romney come out and say, well, you know, it's the worst thing that we have ever seen ever, and we need to prepare for it because we don't know which way it's going to go, and it is an election year, so we need to take precaution and make preparations. Of course he's going to say something like that. He's a Democrat. He's telling you what the plan is. Biden is telling you what the plan is. The Republican plan. To make sure that there is some kind of nonsense BS about a bird flu. And then the Democrat plan is going to be to make sure that illegals can vote. That's how they're going to cheat. And then just to be sure to square it all away in a nice little gift with a bow on top, they're going to make sure the electronic voting machines and their algorithms go in the direction that they want it to go. This isn't an election. This is a C-election. And you are not choosing the president. Neither am I. It's already been determined. They've had 4 years to make sure that Trump is not in the presidency again. Do you think these people with unlimited funding, unlimited resources, and God knows how many underhanded, slimy, law-breaking tactics that they have at their disposal. Do you think that Donald Trump is going to be allowed in there just like a cakewalk? Do you think that it's going to be just voting harder to overwhelm the algorithm? Of course not. Of course not. And instead of waiting for something to happen so that we can analyze it after the fact, maybe the Republicans and everybody else should be a little bit more proactive and start coming up with solutions to problems that might not exist, just like what the Democrats do. So the problem that exists for the Democrats, Trump getting in there. The solution, hijack the election, make sure he doesn't get in there. All right, that's it for me. Fast one. Like I said, slow news day. But that's okay, and I didn't have time to prepare what I really wanted to talk about, which is more on the esoteric side of things. As I said, I promised I would get to the origins of mankind and all the rest, and I do intend to do that, so I have to prepare a lot of material, because there's a lot there. But to give you a little bit of a preview, there I'm going to go through essentially the 7 types of root races for mankind. Now, there are basically 7 types within those 7 root races. We are currently the 5th root race. So what do I mean by that? Think of mankind's timeline that goes on hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years. And there were civilizations and awarenesses all throughout those timelines. That is a really big change compared to modern day anthropology and archaeology. So it will be an interesting mystery to get through, but it will be fun. It will be fun. I'll go through the different root races and see where we were and where we're going. That's going to be it for me. It's the Last Call podcast with Chris Michaels.